'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. 'What am I bidding, good folks?' said he. 'Who'll start the bidding for me?'
'A dollar?'
'A dollar.' 'Two?' 'Only two.' 'Three?' '$3 once, $3 twice, and it's going.' But no. From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow, and wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening the loosened strings, he played a melody, pure and sweet as a caroling angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, 'What am I bid for the old violin?' And he held it up with the bow. 1,000 dollars. And who'll make it two? 2,000. And who'll make it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice. And going and gone,' said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried. 'We don't quite understand. What changed its worth?' came the swift reply. 'The touch of a master's hand.'" And so many a life out of tune, battered and scarred with sin, is auctioned cheap by the thoughtless world, much like the old violin. A mess of porridge, a glass of wine, a game. And he travels on, and he's going. Going once, going twice. He's going, and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. This poem reminds you and me that we have been touched by the master's hand. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, His own special people, that you might show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." Jesus is the master violinist who has played that melody, pure and sweet, for you and me, sacrificing His own glory, His own life, that He might give us life, washing us clean in His own holy, precious blood, covering you with the righteousness that counts before God by His own perfect obedience, giving you the hope, the gift, the assurance of everlasting life with Him in the kingdom of God. And you do not need to be a master violinist in order to play that melody for others, for He's still playing it. And everyone who's heard that melody, pure and sweet, can help others listen to Him continue to play it. To play the melody of His love and His salvation by sharing the message of what Christ has done for them as He has done it for you. And yes, we can help them also by echoing that melody in our life. Jesus asks us, asks you, that in love for Him, we would lead lives of such integrity and purity that it stands out like a beautiful white flower in the midst of a forest of this world's sinfulness. Saying no to temptation, yes to godliness, as Jesus did for you. By the touch of the Master's hand, show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with hymn 30, stanzas 1 and 6.